You know what old Jack Burton always says at a time like this?
Any of them savvy English?
Like I told my last wife, I says, honey, I never drive faster than I can see. Besides that, it's all in the reflexes.
I can see things no one else can see.
Weasley, I'm not saying that I've been everywhere and I've done everything.
It's all in the reflexes.
Welcome to It's All in the Reflexes, podcast all about the greatest movie ever made, John Carpenter's Big Trouble in Little China. I'm Luke, that's all you really need to know about me, but I'm a super fan of this movie, and that's why I started a fan page on Instagram at Bigger Trouble in Little China. Also go to patreon.com/biggertrouble or follow the link in the description of this episode, or go to Instagram and follow the link in my bio at Bigger Trouble in Little China. So let's get started, and welcome to It's All in the Reflexes.
Well, you just stare that big sucker right back in the eye, and you remember what old Jack Burton always says at a time like that. Have you paid your dues, Jack? Yes, sir, the check is in the mail.
On this episode, I want to talk about Lo Pan's lair, which is underneath the Wing Kong exchange. I had a question on Instagram from Philip. He was asking about the scene where the upside down sinners, when Jack and Wang came out of the elevator into the water and swam up, and was that a real hell, or was that or was sort of Wang Chi sort of just joking, like, oh, this is the hell of the upside down sinners, kind of throwback to when they were talking about the different hells. He also went on to say that he thought he called it a castle, but I don't think you'd call it was the Lo Pan's lair, I'm calling it, was sort of portals to hell, or part of the curse, or was also cursed that he was stuck there or had access to hell. I like the idea, and I know it's just a movie, but I do like to talk about and think about these things. But realistically, how I answered was that I believe that Lo Pan has created different hells, what they call them, the hells of China, in his lair. It is a magical world. They do live in this. He does have powers. So maybe when he was full powers, he may be able to send people to these hells. So China has a lot of different hells. But I believe that he's now been stuck, must have come to America in the gold rush. He's been 2,000 years, he's been searching the world, maybe probably in around, might have been kicked out of China or Japan or around that sort of area. And then he has now come to America in the gold rush and has built this lair underground. And that's where you see the different levels of it. It's the Wing Kong Exchange at the top, the office buildings, the warehouse selling all those sort of Buddhas that they walk past. Jack Burton, in a deleted scene, kind of says, I now know where all these things that don't sell. It kind of says something funny like, all these things I see in the shops in Chinatown and that no one seems to be buying, I now know where they came from. But underneath that, you then go into Lo Pan's private, housing, like his own little house, his rooms, his office and stuff like that. And that is a mix between modern and old. He has the modern technology of monitors, security monitors, but then he has all those sort of it's all underground because there are no windows, obviously, you can see. And then the further you go down, you get into prisons for the women, and he's that great arcade where the last battle, the final fight scene is takes place. And I believe that there's a lot more to the lair that we haven't seen, that we don't see in the movie, and that Lo Pan is so evil and has gone completely insane in some points and wants to recreate what he can when he gets in America, these hells. And I think it's always sort of an ongoing task, but he has built a place where he can send people to hang upside down until they die to torture them, and he's taken reference from the hells of China. So he does have a place where you can help the upside down sinners. So people who have probably wronged Lo Pan get sent inside that in the water tank and get hung upside down. And he probably has another place where they get skinned alive, that he says. But I don't think there's any kind of magic or magic portals to hell. I mean, I could be wrong. but I don't see it that way. I see he's trying to hold on to his power and maybe things he could have done in the past when he was stronger that he can't do now. I mean, there's so much that we don't know about sort of Lopan's quest to break this curse. It must have almost gotten to a point where he was almost going to give up, or maybe didn't think it was that he could find someone strong enough with a girl with green eyes that was strong enough to survive the naked blade, as he says, the burning blade, but it's called the naked blade. And I think there is definitely a story that could have gone back that I would have loved to have been told more about Lopan's path, and especially about the Three Storms, because I've had this conversation with people before about have the Three Storms always been with them? Are they immortal? Are they just his new warriors at the moment? Are these they're not invincible, not magic? They're just the new storms. I don't know. Maybe they had, like I said, would like to have known more about where they've come from. I would like to just imagine they've always been by his side, but that kind of can't be true, I don't think, and are immortal. That's just one of those interesting things. And I know that this is just a movie and it's a magical place. You shouldn't have to think too hard into it, but it's just for fun. It's better than thinking about work. And I did notice over the Christmas break that a lot of the downloads went down, but went way up again when people went back to work. So a lot of people must listen to podcasts while they're working. I know I do. And it's much more fun trying to figure out what Lopan has been doing over the last 2,000 years, I think, and what actually is going on in that his underground lair. I mean, it is a very fascinating place. Gracie Law describes it as the most dangerous, deprived, isolated, cutthroat den of madmen in Chinatown. So the den of so there must be stories coming out. And I have always been wondering what Lopan has been doing over the 2,000 years. That has been one of the things. I think he has been traveling. That is almost like a Dracula type character. A lot of some of the things that has been described as mistakes or goofs that some of the language that the Three Storms use that is from like Japan. I think they go like how, which is not a Chinese word, but is when they're doing the performing the ritual of the naked blade, they say things that maybe from Japan. But I just think that's a writer using all the different things he can, and that's going too far looking into it, calling it a goof. But if you want to start to think about it, Lopan must have got cursed. They must have had to. I guess he just can't stay at home waiting for a girl with green eyes. He had to go and search the world for her. And maybe not picked up a lot of things along the way, and that all these knickknacks and things and massive pots and golden statues that are in his lair may have been brought along the way with him as he goes to from different place. And that's when obviously he came to San Francisco Chinatown back in the 1880s or 90s, to do with the gold rush. And maybe that's where he started to make his fortune, or maybe found his base, or thought that was a good place to hang out while all these Chinese men worked, and then would bring their families over. So it might be an influx of Chinese girls, and maybe one of them would have green eyes that would break the curse. And that's why I think there is probably a backstory there is obviously a backstory with Egg Chan, who we don't really know how old he is, but he could have been around for a long time and has fought Lopan, because that says, you never could beat me, Lopan, Egg Chan. You never could beat me, Egg Chan. So they've actually had fought before. And that's one of the stories that I would like to be told, with the young Egg Chan and a young Lopan fighting it out. Maybe in the beginning of the 20th century, cowboys and stuff like that. Like the original screenplay of Big Trouble in Little China was a Western. So to talk about my opinion is of the hells that we see in Lopan's lair, the head of the upside down sinners. I think he's just had that made. I think he is so evil, and I can't think of the right word to how to describe him, but I've probably gone crazier over the years and really does like to torture people, and that's why it has these. I bet there are lots of different hells, and it's also a way of sending out fear, you know, about all these myths about him and all these sort of the legend of Lopan, or you don't do this. And I've seen the hell of the upside down sinners, you know, because he does live in this underground lair. He just is very up to date because he does have elevators, and it has the escalator as well in the middle of the great arcade with the battle. When he comes out of the big skull, there is an escalator that takes Lopan down, and it is meant to be an escalator. I believe it's not some sort of magical stairs that he can just float down. I never seen it that way, because you see Gracie Laura and Mao Ying move down it, and it is just for effect works really well. But you're thinking about logistically of how to get a escalator down underneath San Francisco to deep into the ground. But like I said, that's looking too deep into this. It's just fun, but it almost feels like he's had a refurb, almost. Like he's got this old place and he's kind of just refurbed it all. He's got his security monitors in his room, in his office. He's got a new lift elevator, however you want to say it, inner side of a Bula belly, and this escalator. Or, I mean, he may have just got to San Francisco, so Chinatown, in his not just got there, I mean, hasn't been there since the great gold rush. You know, it may have only been for 50 years, you know, when Egg Chan was a kid. He could have just arrived then, you know, we don't know. And the refurbishments could have been going on from there, but this is all speculation. So if you do have any questions, please send them to me, email them, you can email them, or you can also, best place is also to DM me on Instagram. I'm sorry if it takes me time to get back to you. I do get a lot of messages come on there. It is sometimes hard to get through to the real people, and there I get a lot of weird messages sent to me. I get what got one the other day that actually thinks that I'm sort of writing a message to me as if I'm Kurt Russell. very flattering, but yes, I'm not Kurt Russell. But any questions that you have, please take the time to rate. I know I keep asking, but for some reason that does help with the algorithm of getting this out there for other people to see. There's a lot more listeners in the new year, and there will be, which is very nice of you. And this is just about building a community of Big Trouble Little China fans. And you can send me voicemails and pictures. I got a picture the other day with someone who had met James Pax when they'd gone to China, and or somewhere they'd gone traveling, and they managed to actually have a sort of sit down conversation with him, and that was great to see a sort of an up to date picture photo of James Pax, the greatest storm there is, my favorite storm, lightning. So thank you for listening, and remember, it's all in the reflexes. If you want to contact me, email me at biggertroublepodcasts@yahoo.com. biggertroublepodcasts@yahoo.com. It would be great to hear from you. Also, go to patreon.com/biggertrouble or follow the link in the description of this episode, or go to Instagram and follow the link in my bio at biggertroublein.china. There's a lot of stuff on there for free. You don't have to pay. Just join Patreon. And that's not just for this podcast. It's for all the podcasts produced by Bigger Trouble Podcasts. There are so many and more to come. But if you do want to join, you can for just £1 plus VAT a month. And that gives you so much behind the scenes stuff, extra episodes, early access, photos, videos, and so much more. Please check it out. Patreon.com/Bigger Trouble. If you want to contact me, DM me on Instagram or email me at biggertroublepodcasts@yahoo.com. biggertroublepodcasts@yahoo.com. It would be great to hear from you. Please follow, rate, subscribe, and leave 5 stars on whatever platform you listen on.
Like I told my last wife, I says, honey, I never drive faster than I can see. Besides that, it's all in the reflexes.
It's all in the reflexes.